Okay, let's dive into this. We got a really interesting case from a listener about a German trademark.
Right. The name is FD Bank Bank. Registered, looks like, back in 2022.
Exactly. Registration number 30202210037977, owned by an Alexander Engelbrecht since May 2022, and it covers financial services. Standard stuff, you might think.
Uh-huh. Registered for class 36, so banking, finance, the usual suspects.
But, and this is where it gets really interesting. Fast forward about 3 years to April 2025.
And the regulator steps in.
Bingo. BaFin, the German financial regulator, puts out a warning. They flagged FD Bank, slightly different spelling, note and FD Coin.
Okay, FD Coin sounds crypto-related right off the bat.
It was. They were offered through websites like fdcoin.de and fd-bank.de, and BaFin tagged them as potentially unauthorized cryptocurrency services.
Unauthorized, okay. And who did BaFin say was running them?
Get this. Unknown operators. That's the term they use.
Unknown operators, so not the trademark owner, Alexander Engelbrecht.
Doesn't seem like it. BaFin even suggested it was probably identity theft.
Identity theft of whom?
They believe these operators were piggybacking on the name and reputation of Fonds Depot Bank.
Ah, Fonds Depot Bank, which is a known brand, part of FNZ Bank SE.
Okay, so what does this all mean? We've got this registered FD Bank trademark for finance, and then this BaFin warning about similar names, FD Bank and FD Coin, linked to potentially illegal crypto and impersonating another bank.
It's quite a tangle. A registered mark, a warning, different spellings, different activities, crypto versus traditional finance, and different actors, a known owner versus unknown operators.
Our mission here is to try and understand the relationship, if there even is one, between the registered trademark and this regulatory warning.
Let's pin down the trademark facts first. You said FD Bank,
yeah.
Number 30202003797.
Yep. Word mark. Owner. Alexander Engelbrecht. Registered March 10th, 2022. Entered May 5th, 2022. Nice class 36.
Class 36. Financial affairs, monetary affairs, banking, custody services. Pretty broad.
And importantly, the opposition period, the window for others to object, closed without any challenges.
Okay, so it seems straightforward at the time. But the BaFin warning throws a wrench in the works.
How so?
Well, the warning is about unauthorized cryptocurrency services. Now, crypto regulation, especially under laws like CABing in Germany, was really solidifying around and after that trademark registration date.
So Class 36 might cover general finance, but maybe not specifically these newly regulated crypto activities BaFin was concerned about?
It's possible. BaFin's focus seems very specific. The activity unauthorized crypto and the operators, who they explicitly called unknown.
Which is the stark contrast, right? We have the trademark with a named owner, Engelbrecht.
And BaFin warning about unknown people potentially stealing the identity of Fonds Depot Bank.
BaFin even listed those websites, fdcoin.de, fd-bank.de, and a bunch of typo-squatting domains.
Like fonsdepotbank.de, deliberately mimicking Fonds Depot Bank to catch typos? That smells like deception.
Totally. And later, fdcoin.de apparently went dead, showed as on for Ted.
And fd-bank.de had that.
Yeah.
Weird content. A ballot in prime numbers.
Yeah, not exactly financial services, which adds another layer of weirdness.
It really does. So, possible explanations. One, did BaFin simply not know about the FD Bank trademark when they investigated the crypto stuff?
Or maybe they knew but saw the warning as targeting completely separate third parties. People misusing a similar name, maybe trying to look like both Fonds Depot Bank and the registered FD Bank.
That seems plausible, especially with the typo squatting aimed at Fonds Depot Bank. And the odd content on fd-bank.de could suggest the actual trademark owner's plans for FD Bank were maybe different, perhaps sticking to the registered Class 36 services.
What about the trademark clash itself, FD Bank versus Fonds Depot Bank?
Well, phonetically and visually, they're similar. Services are related finance. But Fonds Depot Bank is arguably quite descriptive, which can make a mark weaker.
And the fact that no one opposed the FD Bank registration.
It means no one filed a formal objection during that specific window. It doesn't mean Fonds Depot Bank or anyone else with earlier rights couldn't potentially take action later based on, say, likelihood of confusion. But it's a separate issue from the BaFin warning about illegal activity.
Okay, let's try to wrap this up. We have a registered trademark, FD Bank, seemingly legitimate for a traditional finance.
And then we have a regulatory warning from BaFin about FT Bank and FT Coin linked to potentially illegal crypto, unknown operators, and impersonation of Funds Depot Bank.
So the same or very similar names swirling around both legitimate registration and potentially illicit activity?
Which really puts the spotlight on the challenge for you, the consumer. How do you navigate this? How do you tell the real deal from a potential scam when names can overlap or be deliberately confusing?
It's a critical takeaway. This deep dive shows that trademark registration isn't an automatic seal of approval for all activities under that name, particularly in highly regulated areas like crypto.
Absolutely. Due diligence is key. You can't just see a name and assume it's all above board. You have to dig deeper, check registrations, check regulator warnings.
It really underscores the need for vigilance.
Definitely. And if you want to explore this further, maybe look into the specific roles of regulators like BaFin, what powers they have, and of course the inherent risks of getting involved with unregulated crypto platforms. That's where the real danger often lies.